Taylor Beckin and Eric Lowe are 21 and 22 years old. Together, they own the C'est La Vie Bakery at Lock Hill Selma and West Avenue, which has been open about 2 months. They arrive in the wee hours of the morning to begin baking the day's bread. But on Monday, they found their front door smashed open. Beckin says that his mother was the first to see the shattered door.
So she called me, and we then immediately after that called the police department. They showed up, cleared the building, and then we got to come in and kind of see what had happened. They had smashed our front window and grabbed our cash box that was sitting right over there and were off in a matter of minutes.
Lowe says in it was the bakery's cash on hand for day-to-day operations.
It was our petty cash, so it's what we keep in the store overnight. So not a tremendous amount. We make daily deposits. But, I mean, it's going to be noticeable in our bottom line. We've been open maybe about a month and a half.
Castle Hills police found the discarded cash box not far from the scene of the crime, and the money inside was gone.
It was completely smashed open. The front of it was peeled away. The plastic was ripped out of it. All that was left were the credit card receipts, but the person had smashed it over a spigot, like a water spigot, and so everything was soaked.
Burglaries on small businesses are a major hindrance, but Beckin says despite the damage, it didn't stop them from opening their shop right on time.
We still opened, left the door open despite the fact that it had no glass in it, and just went on as we would our normal day.
But far from normal was Lowe's reaction to the crime. He says the burglary was an eye-opener for him.
You know, it really connected that value with us to something real life. As I told people on Facebook, that event kind of broke into our lives, unquotes, you know, and it kind of just made us pause and think about the month of December and how blessed we are to have good families and resources to start a business and things like that. But how for a lot of people, December is a time of struggle. You know, it's really felt based because of the shopping and the Christmas season.
They say they hope the smash and grab was an act of desperation by someone who had better intentions rather than selfish ill will. The grand opening for the bakery is this Friday. They already had a canned food drive planned for it, but now they say after the burglary, it has more meaning.
We aren't viewing this in bad terms. Like, it's unfortunate that it happened. We definitely don't condone it, but we do view it as maybe this guy needed the money to feed his family. You know, there's always that possibility. And so we've taken advantage of the situation to kind of bring awareness to it.
For the budding entrepreneurs, the experience has been a life lesson. Lowe already graduated college with a degree in political science and theology, and Beckin is finishing his degree in criminal justice.
It's been kind of cool to learn and see how intermeshed everything is, how much we can take from what we would never think, like, this is perfect for criminal justice, you know. We got burglarized, and I'm sitting here looking, and I'm like, well, these are all the things I should have seen coming. This is what I should have been looking for.
We're going to leave petty cash on site, the store. Yeah. We'll probably invest in some kind of security system. Although we're not, you know, we can't go all out. You know, we're a small bakery.
We don't have the funds to go all out with security, but we're taking the advice of the different authorities and all the people that we've talked with today on how to secure the facilities.
But when it comes to the major life lesson of the break-in, one could say, c'est la vie. That's life. The grand opening will be this Friday morning at 10:30. Patrons are encouraged to bring canned food. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.